Welcome to another episode of Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. This is episode number something, what, 290?
No, there's no episode number. This is the Oscar special.
All right. I thought it was a number. All right. Anyway.
No, just Oscar special. No numbers.
Anyway, so this is our special Oscar picks episode in anticipation of the upcoming awards. So we have a special guest tonight, Mr. Brian Scuttle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So how did Simon find you?
So Simon and I actually met through a mutual friend, Chad Meisenheimer, whom I've known for a few years. And I had Simon on my movie chat on Twitch last year, and it was a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to eventually having him on the Sonic Cinema podcast. My main website is www.sonic-cinema.com.
Very cool. Well, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon, and I'm going to win.
I'm Daniel, and I'm the reigning champ, and I probably won't win.
I'm Doug, and I've never won, so.
I don't recall who won last year.
Daniel beat me. I finished like third. Blaming my imaginary dog.
Me and Kevin were neck and neck at the end there.
Pretty close, yeah. All right, so for our listeners, we're going to each select what we think will win in each of the Oscar categories, and we'll be tracking this, and we'll compare our choices against the actual winners when the awards air next week.
Yeah, the 27th.
And the winner gets bragging rights, basically.
Well, hold on. Maybe the winner can invite Scuttle back for the summer movie preview.
Hey. Oh, yeah, because we'll have Peters this year.
Yeah, but so I think we should just invite Brian back for the summer movie preview because you're not necessarily going to win.
Okay, Brian, come back for the summer movie preview.
Okay. I would love to. There
you go. Well, see how you do here. If you beat me, I may not let you back for the summer.
We get bragging rights and invitation rights.
Yeah, there you go.
And then for Brian, if you win, you can't come back. That's the loophole. Right, so throw it.
Let's just jump right into it because we've got a lot of categories to go through. Writing, original screenplay. Nominees are Belfast. I'm not going to list everybody writing all the credits, but Belfast, Don't Look Up, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, and The Worst Person in the World. Kicking us off.
So it's funny because of the fact that I actually just recorded for my own Oscar preview podcast just before this episode, actually. So
get a free plug? I didn't think we agreed to free plugs, did we?
I'm just saying context here. Just saying context here. If anybody wants to listen, that's fine. But if not, I understand. So this is actually, it's funny because of the fact that it's like a lot of people are, you know, a lot of people think Belfast was something that really came out of the gate when it started hitting the film festivals as something that people thought would be a major Oscar player and could win Best Picture this year. I think this is basically between Belfast and Licorice Pizza. And given the history with Paul Thomas Anderson and the Oscars, I do think Licorice Pizza has probably got the inside hand as far as the Oscars here.
Okay.
Doug?
I am actually going to Norway with my pick. I am picking The Worst Person in the World. It's actually not a movie I've seen yet, but it is very, very high on my list of films I want to see. I hear it's astounding. And usually in screenplays, that's when they can kind of go in interesting directions. So I'm going Worst Person in the World.
Well, that's kind of weird. You picked my personal film. I am the worst person in the world. But since I like Belfast was kind of rough. I didn't really feel it was that strong. I think it's one of those people like it, but it's just, I don't think the writing is great. Don't Look Up is fun, but comedies never win anything in this category. King Richard has so many flaws, we'd be here for 4 hours if we started lifting the writing issues in that one. So I like licorice, and I like pizza. So licorice pizza.
Nice. I actually think I agree with Brian. I think it's a tough choice. I think it's between Belfast or licorice pizza. I think Belfast is a safer choice for the Oscars, but I am going to go with licorice pizza on this one.
Okay. I never play it safe, so yeah, I am also going with licorice pizza. And since Brian has gotten to plug his site twice, you can find me at filmcraziest.com.
Sorry, what? Sorry, next dog category, please.
Filmcraziest.com, okay.
Doug, do you have a site too? You want to play? No.
He has Dexter the Pug on Instagram.
Yes. Ooh, the there you go.
I'll reserve the
website for him.
I'll reserve, yeah, I'll reserve the
Instagram.
Yeah.
All right. Our next category is writing, adapted screenplay. The nominees are Coda, Drive My Car, Dune, The Lost Daughter, and The Power of the Dog.
This is actually a pretty interesting category. I think it's basically right now it's between Coda and The Power of the Dog. Coda actually surprisingly won BAFTA this past weekend. And Dune is, I think part of the problem that Dune has is that it's half of a movie. Like, we haven't seen the second half of the movie yet. The Lost Daughter, I think it's a fine first screenplay, but it's a bit rough, and I feel like Netflix was able to not get nominated on the power of Maggie Gyllenhaal having written it. Drive My Car is a foreign language film. Screenplay can go in foreign language categories, like with the worst, like Doug predicting worst person in the world, but it's weird because of the fact that it's like, I have a feeling, I can see Jane Campion being a winner for both writing and directing this year for Power of the Dog.
Mm-hmm. I'm also going with Jane Campion here. I'm going with Power of the Dog. I think that was, of all the movies that were nominated for adapted screenplay, that was my favorite film in that category. I had just absolutely loved Power of the Dog, so I'm thinking it'll be a nice big night for Jane Campion, provided she can keep her mouth shut.
So I'm looking at all these great Coda. Come on, really?
It's the feel good movie. It's entirely possible.
Pardon?
It's entirely possible. It's a feel-good movie. I'm not saying it's the best choice, but I'm saying there's a possibility.
And if Lost Daughter wins, I might have to turn off the Oscars. So, Power of the Dog.
I am also going Power of the Dog. None of the other films are really on my radar. Dune, I've seen the other film, the other version so many times, and it's basically the same dialogue. So it's not, I don't think they did a fantastic job adapting it. So I'm going to go with, Power of the Dog.
Thanks. My heart's always going to be with Coda, but yeah, I'll go with the Power of the Dog. But I think Coda would be a fun upset.
Cool. All right, our next category, one of my favorites, visual effects. Nominees are Dune, Free Guy, No Time to Die, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, and Spider-Man No Way Home.
Don't overthink it. It's going to be Dune. It's rare that Best Picture nominees get nominated in this category, and when they do get nominated, you have to respect that. I mean, really nothing else comes close. You could almost see maybe an upset with No Time to Die, but I think it's got to be Dune.
Yeah, I'm in 100% agreement. The special effects in Dune were just absolutely amazing in my mind. A lot of the other ones, they kind of became a mess of CGI towards the end.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Shang-Chi in this one particularly, but
I was too.
Yeah.
but Dune, it was flawless. It looked amazing. That's where my vote's going.
I was looking for a gigantic Ryan Reynolds in a movie. Like, that really touched my heart. Then I saw Dune and forgot all about it. So, Dune.
Yeah, I think Dune is the only other big Oscar nominee in this category, so I would go with Dune. And again, I'm looking at these. I don't think there's any one here that I think was exceptional. Just good quality.
Spider-Man was exceptional. That would be my second
choice. Spider-Man was good. No Time to Die was a great action pick. There was a lot of great effects there.
Mm-hmm.
Free Guy was very well done, too. I mean, it's a throwaway film, but some good effects. I'm still going to go with Dune because it's a fully realized world there. So as opposed to Spider-Man was just fun, some great action effects and stuff. Actually, I was just watching it before we started. So.
But you know what else is a fully realized world? Free Guy. You guys are sleeping on it.
Let's go for some ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. Feel like the Marvel movies are going to cancel each other out as well. So Dune is my pick. Sorry, what were you going to say, Simon?
I was about to say, you know, I like in Free Guy when they have to go into the server room, so maybe they could do that to fix the Oscars. As you know, it's really easy. Not being a programmer, I learned I went in the wrong career. I just had to go in there and do it.
Now, Scott, what's your cat's name? And is that always the preferred poster it chose under?
So the posters do rarely change. Those who have been up for a couple of years now. The cat that is on the couch there is Diamond. The one that you might hear meowing is Midnight. He's by my feet right now.
Yeah, I just heard a meow. I was like, that's a loud meow. That's the one in the back. Okay. Cool. Next category.
Ooh, next category is sound. Nominees are Belfast, Dune, No Time to Die, The Power of the Dog, and West Side Story.
You know, Belfast is not a terrible sound mix, but it's still baffling that it's in this category. showing once again that the vast majority of the Academy doesn't know what it's talking about when it comes to sound mixing and what entails good sound in a film. I mean, this is another one that's probably going to go to Dune. It's a big blockbuster, best picture nominee. If it had more momentum, I could see West Side Story getting it because it's a musical. They tend to win the sound category, but I just think Dune's going to probably win it.
Yeah, this was a tough category for me because I do see a lot of upside in West Side Story. Like you said, it is a musical. No Time to Die, I actually really like the sound design in that. But this, I got to go with Dune again. I think Dune, they did a lot of sound design with that. Just amazing work with machines that don't actually exist. They're creating the sound. So I'm going Dune.
Well, I was looking at Power of the Dog. Cause that sound mix is just incredible. When I fall asleep for the second half of the movie that everybody loves. Like, it was great. I put it on as white noise. I'm out cold. As soon as anything Kirsten Dunst is in. Actually, I did like the banjo scene. We could play that a few times.
Yeah, so, when I think of it's the banjo scene.
I was just about to say, maybe when Kirsten Dunst can come to the Oscars, she can wear her grandmother dress again, because that was really good at the whatever awards, Critic Choice Award she was wearing. I can't wait to see that. So, Dune, like, come on. Is there an option here?
I did pick Dune as well, but I would be inclined to go with I think West Side Story has a strong mix. I think No Time to Die has
West Side Story has a fabulous mix.
Yeah. So I think and Power of the Dog is very strong as well. You know what? I think all of them are great. Maybe the Belfast is the odd man out there. It should have been Spider-Man or something like that. But yeah, Dune is. I mean, I think of that scene with the worm taking the spice harvester. Just that entire sequence, just the sound in that is gorgeous. You could turn, you could shut your eyes and just listen to that. It's so good. So, Dune is mine too.
Did you fall asleep to that too, Simon?
No. Actually, I fell asleep to your last Film Craziest blog post.
That hurts. No. I'm flustered.
Well, not the first time today.
No, that's true. What was I going to say? Oh, I feel like we're doing what Doug did with the bank last year. Just pick everything as Dune. And we'll probably be safe. But I feel like I'm going to throw my invitation rights away with this pick because I'm going to go with No Time to Die. I can't see that winning song, and I don't think it's going to go empty handed. So I'll throw a little fun pick out there. Pick on first down.
See you later.
See you, buddy. You're welcome.
I'll see you in July.
Everything you said there was wrong.
Sorry. Well, we all know that.
I thought I quoted Last Jedi there. Anyway, one of my favorite movies. But all right. Our next film is short film live action. And the nominees are Alakachu, Take and Run, The Dress, The Long Goodbye, On My Mind, and Please Hold.
Admittedly, I am... I'm a bit delayed in watching a lot of these short films. I don't know that I've actually seen any of these yet. So this is just going to be a shot in the dark. I'm going to go with the one that Riz Ahmed made since he was an Oscar nominee last year. So I'm going to go with The Long Goodbye.
And to keep it short and sweet, that's exactly what I did. I haven't seen any of them. I just looked up what the front runners would be and I saw Riz Ahmed made The Long Goodbye, so that's what I'm voting for.
I third that motion.
I think we're all going to be the same on almost every category. The Long Goodbye was my choice as well because everybody recommended that as the top runner. So,
yeah.
Don't worry, Daniel took Akechu, Alakechu.
He picked
something different. No. He's going to take and run with it.
I do.
And you can take that to the Film Craziest website.
Thank you for the plug, buddy. I do fifth that, though, just because, like, I think he's going to get his Oscar the non-traditional way.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All for that one.
Next one is short film animated, and the nominees are Affairs of the Heart, Bestia, Box Ballet, Robin, and The Windshield Wiper.
Again, I'm not familiar with any of these. So this is just going to be a complete stab in the dark. Robin sounds like maybe.
Yeah, I'm going with Robin as well because it's an Aardman film and that's the only company that I know of who made the other shorts and I really like Wallace and Gromit, so.
Hold on a second. My choice is Robin for the same reason what Doug said. But I have a question. Doesn't one of us on this podcast actually work at a movie theater that would show like a compilation of shorts?
We do not get the – it's only like art house theaters that get the Oscar-nominated short blocks that every year. It's only one theater in Atlanta, and I don't work anywhere near there, so –
Okay. Hold on, I'm not letting you go that easily. How big is Atlanta?
It's a pretty big theater. It's a pretty big city.
2 million, 4 million, 5 million.
Something around there, sure.
So it'll take you about an hour to get to this theater?
I also have to have the time to get there, get back, and chances are go to work. So
work's not important. Yeah, with movie critics.
I wish I believed you, but unfortunately,
oh my gosh, this is a good time to plug my "You're a Dick, Simon" catchphrase.
Okay, well, I picked Robin too. for the sake of moving along. And Daniel?
Oh, yeah, I am also Robin Robin, just because when in doubt, go with Pixar, but there's no Pixar, so I just went with the one on Netflix. Accessibility.
Oh, that's too funny.
I got to say, this was a the next one's a tough category, I think, but production design, and the nominees are all really good. Dune, Nightmare Alley, Power of the Dog, The Tragedy of Macbeth, and West Side Story.
In an absolutely perfect world, this would be The Tragedy of Macbeth, because the production design of that movie is absolutely amazing. I feel like this is going to be, again, Power of the Dog or Dune. My gut tells me Dune, but I'm going to guess, I'm going to go with Power of the Dog. I feel like it's got to get... It's got to get one of these quote-unquote technical Oscars somewhere, and I think this might be it.
This category and cinematography both have the exact same nominees, mm-hmm. and all five of those movies are in my top 10 of the year, so this was very hard for me. This one, I've got to go with Nightmare Alley. I think the production design was just absolutely gorgeous, from the carnival to Kate Blanchett's mm-hmm. Doctor's office to the mansion. Everything was just exquisite looking.
I can see that being a dark horse winner. I can completely see that being a dark horse winner just because of the past history Del Toro has with the Oscars and that category, and with Shape of Water with Pan's Labyrinth. So I can see that surprising on Oscar night.
You guys know what I'm going to pick here. It was my number two movie of the year. It's Dune. They created a world. Nightmare mm-hmm. Alley created like a circus. And a couple of others, the street corner. And an office and a ghost. And a car wreck. He created a world with a big sand monster. Dude.
It's tough. This one I found was really, as I said, I really thought it was tough. I am picking Dune. And it's worlds, not just world, because there's Kaladin and...
Oh, yeah, they go to Kaladin for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, but it's still really cool.
I'll get back there later. Don't worry, read book three.
But a lot of Dune is places we've been before. It's the desert, essentially. Right? And rocky formations. But it does look good.
Listen, that monk making my tree is very busy.
But I mean, Tragedy of Macbeth would be my favorite, but I think it's just
beautiful shot out.
And West Side Story, can't count that out. Really well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just New Jersey. Todd knows what it looks like. I know what that is.
Yeah. I just think with West Side Story, I think it's territory we've been before. I think it's really well done. But again, Dune sort of has that same feel too. Nightmare Alley would be my second choice, but
mine too.
I'm going with Dune.
Yeah, I was between Nightmare Alley and Dune for this one, and I'm doing the Mank strategy with Dune. And also, this is a really weird Oscar year for me, because I haven't seen a lot of the nominees. Like, I've seen a good amount of them, but this category, I've seen one.
We have these things called movie theaters that I don't know if they have in your small town.
I mean, we have these things called streamers, and they're like literally, and all of these are on streamers right now.
Yeah, that's true. Just haven't come to them.
All right, so we're going to bypass Best Picture and do that last. So our next category is Music, Original Song. And the
Is there even an option here to pick another song?
The nominees are Be Alive from King Richard.
Be Alive.
Das Arugitas, I don't know, from Encanto. Down to Joy from Belfast. No Time to Die from No Time to Die. And Somehow You Do from Four Good Days, which I have no idea what that is. But
It's a Mila Kunis, Glenn Close movie, I think.
Yeah.
It's really boring.
That's right.
Based on a true story. And yes, I have seen it, and you can find my review at Extra Features on Twitter. It's on there.
Because if they make
Extra Features PC.
Oh, yeah, so I had to put the PC in.
You do.
I forgot.
PC over Mac, right?
You know,
for podcast.
You know, part of me really wants to go with the Encanto song, just because it's Lin-Manuel Miranda, just because it got an EGOT. But I, you know, the Bond movies during the Daniel Craig era have had a run when it comes to original songs. I think Billie Eilish is going to win it.
I'm actually going the Lin-Manuel route. I think Encanto would be the – it's not – we don't talk about Bruno, but I think Lin has his has the momentum going this year. So I'm going with the Encanto.
If we had – we don't talk about Bruno, 100% my pick, no doubt about it. But Disney didn't submit that, Doug, so we don't talk about Bruno.
Fair.
So – come on, guys. The Oscars. What do actors like? Musicians. What do musicians like? Actors. We know this. It's Billie Eilish.
I also pick No Time to Die because it's a great song. And it's the one that I stands out to me from all of these. I couldn't remember how. I mean, even Duster, I'd probably remember the Encanto music if I heard it, but even the title, I don't remember it.
Come on, you didn't. You should go look at the Reba McEntire song and watch her walk down the driveway or the road to the four or whatever day movie.
And you know, actually, the music in Belfast was actually pretty good because it was all Van Morrison, but I didn't think that was a great song.
It wasn't. I played it. I tried them all out to see if I changed my mind. Nope.
Daniel?
I'm going with Encanto for this one. Going with Doug for the EGOT. Though if No Time to Die wins, I'm not surprised. And that's Disney shooting itself in the foot by not submitting We Don't Talk About Bruno. Like, they put, like, all the eggs in this beautiful song, but...
They did that on purpose, though. They didn't want to do the Bruno song.
Because they didn't want to cancel each other out, right?
I think it was that they wanted a song that more represents the heritage.
Sure, okay.
So that's why they went with... I can't pronounce it. I haven't had Spanish for 20 years, so.
Yeah. And we're in Canada. We've never had Spanish.
We have French. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Couldn't say it in French either, though, let's be honest.
All right.
I don't know what it means in Spanish, so it might be hard for you to say it in French.
I think it means let's do the next category, and it's music, original score. The nominees are Don't Look Up, Dune, Encanto, Parallel Mothers, another one I've never heard of, Power of the Dog. I mean, I've heard of Power of the Dog. Parallel Mothers, I haven't heard of.
Well,
both loved it.
Yeah, I was a big fan of Parallel Mothers. It's Elmo LaVar's latest one. And I actually do love Alberto Iglesias' score, and it really is effective. It's funny because of the fact that this looks like it's going to be the year Hans Zimmer finally wins his second Oscar, and... he's my absolute favorite film composer, but I'm not excited about that win because I love what Johnny Greenwood did for Power of the Dog, but it's going to be Hans Zimmer for Dune.
I'm a huge Radiohead fan, and every year Johnny Greenwood's been nominated, I pick him, so I'm going with Power of the Dog this year. Johnny Greenwood's got to win sometime.
Well, since I've met Johnny Greenwood and seen Radiohead live on their first tour, I don't need to see him have any more money. It's Dune. And Scuttle should know he scores music.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going with him, Dune.
All right, my pick is Mank. I'm sorry, it's Dune.
Oh, not Mank?
He stole my joke.
Yeah,
that's about the same exact thing. Whatever Kevin just said. Yeah, let's go with Meg. Don't bet against Hans Zimmer. Also, Scuttle, you score music?
I have actually done a couple short films, but I actually just got hired on to do my first feature recently. Oh, cool. So I'm looking forward to that experience. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, film music is, I love film music. I listen to it religiously, so.
Nice. All right. Next category is makeup.
Cat knows comedic timing.
Makeup and hairstyling. And the nominees are Coming to America, Cruella, Dune, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, and House of Gucci.
Gucci.
This is always a wild card one, but, and you would normally say it's the best picture nominee, so you would have to go Dune, but I have to go with The Eyes of Tammy Faye, just because of the fact that the incredible makeup they did to, hair and makeup they did to make, Jessica Chastain look like Tammy Faye Baker. So.
My vote is actually Cruella for this one. I think makeup and when we get to it later, I guess I'm giving my vote away for costume design. But I think those were two very important things to the movie, and I think they pulled it off really well. So I'm going Cruella.
I'm going Meryl Streep and the Iron Lady. Oh, sorry, wrong year of pickups. That was got to be the worst makeup. I was so pissed to hear that thing won. Eyes of Tammy Faye. I mean, she is unrecognizable. Yeah. I think next year we're going to see the Batman here for Colin Farrell as the Penguin. Same kind of thing. Like, unrecognizable. If I can watch a film and I have no idea who that is under the makeup, I have to take that as a good job. I mean, Coming to America, please. We saw this already. It's exactly what makeup was on there. Not much. Dune, no, this is not – Dune didn't excel in makeup. Come on. They're just putting – we got – oh, they might as well just put Spider-Man in as the Dune category because nobody cares. And House of Gucci, really makeup for Jared Leto acting like an idiot? No, thank you.
Yeah, I think the Oscars tend to focus on one particular character as opposed to overall makeup and hairstyling in a film. They like a transformative effect. So I am going to go with Eyes of Tammy Faye on this one. But I do think actually Dune is very strong in the hair and makeup category. So I think it's actually, that would be my second choice. That would be my logical choice. But, Cruella definitely did have a lot of, makeup and hair design. And Coming to America, it was all that, the different iterations of Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Right?
No. Seen it, done that, been there, bought the t-shirt.
Yeah, did Nutty Professor win that year?
Yeah, Nutty Professor was very good, though.
Mm-hmm. Did that actually win for makeup?
Probably. No idea.
I believe so, yeah. Because that would have been Rick Baker, so yeah, I think he did.
Rick Baker, here you go, buddy. Have another one.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you mentioned, I think that you might see Colin Farrell's makeup for the Batman nominated.
Oh, 100%.
Sure. Yeah, I would be very shocked if you didn't see that nominated in that category next year.
Yeah, I am going with Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. I mean, wait, Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Are you drinking again, Daniel?
I took your joke, Simon. You did the Meryl Streep bit. I figured I would do Ma Rainey.
I did the Meryl Streep bit. We don't pissed off by him with that win.
I hated that movie. I was hoping for Viola Davis that year. For the
yeah. Role. Yeah.
Still pissed
about it. She was robbed.
11 years later.
International feature film nominees are Drive My Car from Japan, Flea from Denmark, Hand of God from Italy, Lunana, A Yak in the Classroom from Bhutan, and The Worst Person in the World from from Norway.
Oh, so first question, where is Bhutan? Does anybody know?
That's what we have Google.
No Bhutan. Okay.
This is probably one of the strongest lineups this category has ever had. Flea is a tremendous movie. The Worst Person in the World, wonderful. I absolutely love that movie. Hand of God, I thought was good. I thought it was maybe a little bit overpraised, but it was fine. I Drive My Car is the only one of the big nominees I have not seen yet. It's gonna be Drive My Car. It's the best picture nominee. It's gonna win international feature film.
Bhutan is right next to Nepal, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay. I figured it was somewhere around there.
I could get to Busan on a train. I know that.
Two times.
Three times.
Oh, is there a third one coming?
Oh, there's the prequel and then...
The animated one. Soul Station.
Did I see that?
Yeah, you did. We did it for the animated show.
Oh, then I did see it. See, I don't remember. Too many movies.
Sure. I would love for either Flea or The Worst Person in the World to take this, but I gotta throw my hat in with Drive My Car. It's nominated for Best Picture, Best Director. It has the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and getting our guest offended again, he's going to have to get used to me. I find it weird that a guy who could possibly work at a movie theater and have a half an hour to an hour lunch break couldn't just drop in and watch half an hour Drive My Car, come back a few days later and catch the next half an hour to an hour Drive My Car. But Drive My Car is nominated for Best Picture, so Drive My Car, and I have seen it.
I was going to watch it this morning, this afternoon, but my day just got completely derailed. My afternoon got completely derailed, so I'm hoping to watch it tomorrow morning. So,
and it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we weren't showing it at my movie theater, so you know.
Who are we going to talk to about that? Just to show that at your movie theater.
All right. What's that? Nope, he's frozen. Just let it go.
I complain.
Let it go.
That wasn't this year.
What email did you plug right there, Simon? You broke up.
He's moving again.
Yeah.
Yep. Go on. My pick is
Go on, forget it.
I was going to say Dune, but no, I'll pick Drive My Car as well for this one. Flea and Worst Person
in the World. Dune did take place on Caracas.
Arrakis, yes.
Caracas?
Not Caracas.
I'm right here.
Caracas is what you smoke
right
in the
ear.
Yeah, I am also going to Drive My Car, though. I really enjoyed it, despite the length of the movie. But and just whenever it's nominated for Best Picture and then another award, I forget which one, but when in doubt, just go with that one. And I think it's deserving, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll like it, though.
All right, another random category of films. Film editing. Don't Look Up. Dune. King Richard, Power of the Dog, and Tick, Tick, Boom.
I'm kind of baffled of Don't Look Up and King Richard in this one. Tick, Tick, Boom, I understand to a certain extent. I mean, I think it's fairly well edited, but it's not. This is between Dune and Power of the Dog. I think I'm going to go with Power of the Dog. I think it's going to get that one, and it's going to help put the movie over the top in the end.
Okay.
I am actually going with a movie I did not like at all, really. I am going with Don't Look Up in this. My son actually told me he hated the editing in this movie. But I do think there is a lot of love within Hollywood for the movie, and I don't really see any other categories where it could eke out a win. So that's why I'm going Don't Look Up.
Nice.
Again, two planets, good makeup, a monk that helps palm trees out, dude. Dune.
I'm just on a roll with Dune, so I'm going to keep going with Dune. Power of the Dog would be my second choice.
My analysis for this one was literally it do be Dune, though. So that's what I put here.
All right. next category is documentary short subject. Audible. Lead Me Home, The Queen of Basketball, Three Songs for Benazir, and When We Were Bullies, starring Simon.
Wow! Wow!
On brand.
Yeah.
It's funny, I actually have seen When We Were Bullies. I saw that at Sundance last year, and it's really good. I'm not sure if it's gonna be an Oscar winner though. I will probably go with Audible.
Again, I have not seen any of these, and when I looked up the article for short subject front runners, it gave me all three categories, and they said Audible, so that's what I'm going with.
Well, I tried to see this at my local cinema, but for some reason they only had 40 screens of Batman on it, so I was unable to either. It was just bizarre that I had to go like all the way across town to the Arts Theater to see this. Queen of Basketball, because it's about basketball.
Interesting. I also picked that Queen of Basketball. I looked around. It was a tough one because I've not seen any of these. So Audible was a front runner in a lot of lists. Three Songs from Benazir and a couple. And a few people had Queen of Basketball. So I just kind of looked at subject matter and then I looked at IMDb reviews. I think Queen of Basketball, which is about obviously about women's basketball and players in the early days of the league, I think it's an interesting subject. A story of a deaf guy. I think we've seen movies about deaf people before. It's very good, but it just struck me as an interesting subject matter. So that's the only thing I got going there. So.
I actually talked with the filmmaker of Queen of Basketball, Ben Proudfoot, last year for a
Would that be on filmcraziest.com?
Yes. Oh, no, actually, I did it for the Movie Buff.
Oh, that was a mistake. That's a crappy website.
No, but yeah, he did a concerto as a conversation last year, and I felt like I jinxed him because I was like, good luck, hope you win, you know? So I'm going to go with Audible for this one and secretly root for Queen of Basketball.
Cool. All right, and then on to the feature documentary category, we have Ascension, Attica, Flea, Summer of Soul, or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised, and finally, Writing with Fire.
I mean, it's going to be Summer of Soul. It's been basically preordained since Sundance last year. It sucks that Flea is not really going to have a chance in any of these categories it's nominated because it's a tremendous movie. But no, it's going to be Summer of Soul.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I want Flea to go home with something, but it's going up against other juggernauts in each of its category.
Yeah.
And this year, Questlove is going to go home with an Oscar this year for Summer of Soul.
His 20C to Stardom cost me a perfect Oscar that year, so not making that mistake again, Summer of Soul.
I love Summer of Soul. It's so good, such a great historical artifact. Mm-hmm. So important that this bit of history was uncovered and brought to light. You know, this counter to Woodstock the same year. Just the performances are fantastic. The information about the festival was amazing. I love this movie. I 100% agree. Summer of Soul will win this. So
yeah,
they have upsets every year. I'm gonna be a little saucy, spicy, and go with Flea. Just be a little fun. I don't mind losing. It's okay. I think I've won two out of the however many years I've been on here, so.
Is this your last show?
Wait, what?
Did I hear that correctly? You won't be back? Perfect.
I will be back, but I probably won't win. But that's fine. I'm going to flee.
You're going to flee. Well, you can. We're going to skip directing. We'll do that later. Costume design, and the nominees are Cruella, Cyrano, Dune, Nightmare Alley, and West Side Story.
What do we do in America?
This Marine is, Land?
This is one of those wild card. This is sort of like hair and makeup, where it's one of those wild card ones. It's not really indicative of anything if it wins, but you know, you tend to look at something, the more extravagant choices, and I've got to go with Cruella here. I think that's going to be the win.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Cruella is my pick. It's a movie all about costumes. Mm-hmm. But I just also really want to shout out West Side Story. I just watched it again just a couple nights ago, and the costuming in that is amazing with the dances. They just – the way the dresses flare and everything, it's amazing, but I am going Cruella as well.
Wow, I was going West Side Story. If Doug said West Side Story, I was saying, who the hell is going? No, of course it's Cruella. She wears a bunch of different costumes, has that funky music. And everybody loves that stuff. But I thought it was kind of weird. Why is not House of Gucci nominated in this category? Isn't it a fashion design house?
You would think so. I mean, I'm just glad Cyrano got in there. I mean, it's not the most extravagant one, but I'm just glad that movie got nominated for something, because I'm still salty that Peter Dinklage didn't get nominated for actor.
I agree, but I mean, shouldn't House of Gucci be here?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I don't know. It's just kind of weird. Nothing against Cyrano, but I would have taken it over Cyrano. I would have accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
Cruella is a movie about a costume designer. And so you can't have more appeal to costume designer voters than have a star who does exactly what they do. So I am going to go with Cruella. I do think, you know, Cyrano would be a good logical Oscar choice because they love period dramas.
No hats.
What's that? Yeah, no hats.
No hats.
There are lots of hats in Nightmare Alley, I think, right? So that would be another one. And I do think the costumes were great in West Side Story. But yes, Cruella is my pick, so.
You know, I was going to go with Mank, but now that I've heard you guys all talk about Cruella, I'm gonna go with Cruella. I'm gonna pull up.
Dude, your pick is Dune, right?
I'll go with Cruella.
Okay.
Cinematography. Nominees are Greg Fraser for Dune, Dan Lautzen for Nightmare Alley, Ari Wegner for Power of the Dog, Bruno Del Bono for Tragedy of Macbeth, and Yanis Kaminski for West Side Story.
All absolutely tremendous choices. Like, this is one of the strongest categories in the entire Oscars this year. Mm-hmm. I would absolutely love to see Tragedy of Macbeth get nominated. It actually, believe it or not, surpassed The Green Knight as far as, like, my technical choice, mm-hmm. as far as, like, all the technical aspects of the movie this year. But it's not nominated for Best Picture, so I can pretty much put that out. I mean, this is going to be either Dune or Power of the Dog. I want to go Power of the Dog, but I do have a feeling in the end it's going to be Dune.
I am not going Dune with this. I am going with Steven Spielberg. I'm going with West Side Story. I think that there was just amazing work done here. I don't mm-hmm. know if it was Spielberg, Kaminsky, probably just both of them together. They had this synergy from the opening long shot to the mm-hmm. scene that went from, like, you know, a dolly to a crane. So it all looked like one shot when they're going into the dance at the gymnasium. The puddles excuse me, the puddle scene when Tony's singing Maria, it's just absolutely gorgeous. Just one of the best looking films of the year. I'm going West Side Story.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Interesting. Dune.
I think Dune is a safe choice. It was my choice, but the more I think about it, I'm actually siding with Doug. I'm going to go with West Side Story.
Which will win, and I will be fine, but I think it's Dune.
I mean, Dune is a beautiful film, too. I mean, don't get me wrong. But West Side Story, the one thing that I liked about West Side Story was the look of it.
Yeah,
I agree. Every
shot was a painting, basically. But so,
yeah, I loved West Side Story. And, I mean, I would point to the cool musical number as well. I thought that was the best. I thought that was the best example of choreography and cinematography in the entire movie. It was just absolutely tremendous.
Well, there's another shot that comes to mind, an overhead shot of the two gangs entering the rooms and the shadows.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful shot.
Stunning shot.
It's just one after another in that one. And then and then the use of focus with the clothing hanging on the wires between the buildings and going up to Maria's apartment. So yeah, I can't argue against it. So that was my choice. So
to quote Simon, Dune.
All right. Animated feature film. Encanto. Flea. Luca. Mitchells versus the Machines. And Raya and the Last Dragon.
Pig.
This is another great category. I would love to see Flea win. I know Encanto has some momentum, but I gotta go with Lord and Miller again and go with Mitchells versus the Machines. I think that what they're doing in their style of animation is just so special and so unique, and it's winning people over, and I completely think this is one of those just great artistic feel-good movies.
Yeah, I think Encanto will win it, but my vote is also going for Mitchells versus the Machines. It just hit, particularly my family this year, it hit us very emotionally. I have a son who's going into film school this year, so it just hit at the right time. It was funny as hell. Everybody loved it. I'm going Mitchells.
I have no choice. Doug has a pug. And we don't talk about Bruno. Raya was a nice-looking film, but it wasn't amazing. So,
yeah
I got to take the dog, loaf of bread, made me laugh so hard. It's the only film in this category. I cried laughing. Like, literally laughed out loud continuously and from the first day I saw it. I love Mitchell versus the Machines. Canto's fine, but it's just the usual Disney stuff.
Yeah.
It's got great songs more than anything else. I have to take Mitchell versus the Machines. It's a work of genius. And Dexter the Pug wants me to vote for them.
Yes, Dexter does.
Great campaign.
Know what's great about my local movie theater? It lets me bring Dexter the Pug in as my third.
As your therapist instead of like a loaf of bread?
Yes. You know, people have therapy chickens. I have a therapy dog named Dexter, and I just take him in. But he was really upset they didn't say drive my car, so we had to leave one day. So, about that.
I'm okay talking about Bruno, so I'm going to pick Encanto as my choice. I think it is the safe choice. Pixar usually wins. Mitchells and the Machines was a fun movie. It was great. I think there's just a lot more at work with Encanto, with Lin-Manuel, the music, the heritage. I think it's not as well written, but I it's certainly a good film, and I think it's going to win.
Yeah, I love the Mitchells versus the Machines. I would love to see that win. But if I'm going to have any chance at getting back into this, I got to go Encanto, because you don't fuck with the mouse. And also, interestingly, 21 Jump Street has its 10th anniversary tomorrow.
And this is so fabulous.
I love that movie. Your connection is ruining your comedic timing tonight, Simon.
Yes.
It's terrible.
That's what's ruining it. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to ask if Mr. Freeze was in the Batman movie that you saw, but
oh.
It is tonight.
Wow.
All right. Let's go into the acting categories. We'll start with actress in a supporting role.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I got to go.
Oh, okay. See you later.
No.
Nominees are Jesse Buckley in The Lost Daughter, Ariana DeBose in West Side Story, Judi Dench in Belfast, Kirsten Dunst in The Power of the Dog, and Anjanou Ellis in King Richard.
If she wasn't already so far ahead, I would say Anjanou Ellis could be a spoiler in this one, but it's going to be Ariana DeBose. I mean, she was tremendous as Anita. The role was just built for this type of tremendous performance and awards recognition. I mean, it's going to be the second actress in 60 years to win Oscar for it. So, yeah, I mean, she, of the nominees, she deserves it too. So it's going to be Ariana.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely loved Jesse Buckley and Kirsten Dunst in Lost Daughter and Power of the Dog, but I was blown away by Ariana DeBose. She's one, and I was trying to think about how many actors won for Spielberg movies. I can only think of like three off the top of my head. Daniel Day-Lewis, Mark Rylance, and Oprah. And that's it. I think Ariana becomes the fourth.
Oprah actually did not win for Color Purple.
Oh, she did?
She was nominated, but she didn't win.
Color Purple won nothing.
Okay, so then I can only think of two winners for Spielberg films off the top of my head.
Rylance did win for Bridge of Spies, yeah.
Yes.
So, looking at this category, you know, Judi Dench reminds me of my grandmother. Oh, wait, she's my grandmother at everything. Because, you know, her performance in Cats was astonishing, amazingly bad. I love Jessie Buckley. I think her time will come. I just think she's almost there, but not quite there yet. I mean, I just love Jessie Buckley and everything she does. I mean, Wild Rose, to me, was just phenomenal. That didn't get any.
It would be cool if Jessie Buckley and Olivia Coleman won for playing the same role in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, I mean, come on. It's West Side Story. Just give it. Let's be done with it.
Yep, Ariana for me.
I'll keep it short and sweet. Just, yep, Ariana for me.
All right.
Been tweeting a lot tonight.
I'm going to jump up to actor in a supporting role first. And the nominees are Kieran Hines for Belfast, Troy Kotsur for Coda, Jesse Plemons for Power of the Dog, J.K. Simmons for Being the Ricardos, and Cody Smith-McPhee for The Power of the Dog.
Troy Kotsur is going to win for Coda, and he's tremendous in this movie, so is Cody Smith-McPhee in Power of the Dog. And Jesse Plemons is really good for Power of the Dog. I'm glad he got nominated as well. It's going to be Troy Kotsur, though, and you know what? I can't argue with it. He's really great in that film.
Troy does have the momentum going. I think he just won the BAFTA. I'm actually going with Cody Smith-McPhee. I think he was just truly astonishing in Power of the Dog. There was just something alien about him, and he was just captivating to watch.
I gotta go with Troy Kotsur. I mean, that thing, that sign language thing where he's talking about sex and putting on the condom, dying. Absolutely brilliant. Cody McPhee's.
Oh, Mr. Freeze came back.
Good enough for me? And Mr. Freeze is having a great night. Yeah. I think it is a two, Troy or Cody, and I flipped 40 times on BAFTA, so that's why I'm going with Troy.
You know what? I could go either way on Troy or Cody. Unfortunately, I haven't seen Coda, so I can't judge it on personal viewing yet, but I think of Power of the Dog, and I think of Cody's performance. The whole movie, he's just kind of a cipher. He's kind of around there. We see him. He's looking at everything. But he really turns the film around. And so, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of quiet and boring. Not boring, but it's not exactly a fast-moving film by any means. But the whole film's context is turned on its head by his decisions and what he does at the end. So I'm going to throw him in. I'm going to say Cody is my choice.
Mr. Freeze, you need to put your internet on ice. I think. Sorry. Really, really bad attempt on that one. But I'm going to go with Troy Kotsur for Coda to win this one, because Coda is one of my favorite movies of the year, and that's one of my favorite performances of the year. Was that the choice or the joke?
A bit of both.
Okay. That's fair.
Kevin.
Next All right. category. Actress in a leading role. The nominees are Jessica Chastain for Eyes of Tammy Faye, Olivia Colman for The Lost Daughter, Penelope Cruz for Parallel Mothers, Nicole Kidman for Being the Ricardos, and Kristen Stewart as Spencer.
I do think this is going to be Jessica Chastain. She's got so much momentum at this point. I really love Kristen Stewart and Spencer, even though I kind of have issues with the movie itself. It's not quite like what Simon was saying with Jesse Buckley. It's not quite her time yet. I think it will get there though. I think Spencer's the one that really is going to help break the Twilight curse for Stewart as far as people thinking, oh yeah, she's just Bella from Twilight. It's going to be Jessica Chastain. I'd love to see an upset like Penelope Cruz, but Jessica Chastain's got way too much momentum.
First of all, I just want to say that Alana Haim was snubbed. She was absolutely amazing in Licorice Pizza. I think she should absolutely be nominated for leading actress. I haven't seen a lot of these performances, I will be honest. But I'm going with Olivia Colman. I think she really was the backbone of the film The Lost Daughter, and her performance was pretty amazing. I mean, I can absolutely relate to other families coming and ruining your time on the beach. I think she's amazing in the movie. I'm going Olivia Colman.
To feed off of Doug's point, I went to use a barbecue once in this guy's backyard, and there was a guy with a beard and a pug there and told me I wasn't allowed to use it. So I could relate. So, no, I'm looking at the best actor. I mean, Penelope Cruz, Brian's going to get mad at me, but the writing is so strong in that film. It's why that film stands out. And the plot and the storyline. I don't think Cruz is outstanding. I think she does a great job, but she doesn't do anything to me to be outstanding in there. She's excellent. But
yeah.
I don't think Colman does a lot. I had a lot of issues with Lost Daughter. Like Kidman's even here just because she's Nicole Kidman. Like, she doesn't do anything. Kristen Stewart, again, just emotes really well. So here you go. Have a reward for voting. So Jessica Chastain, as soon as I saw the Eyes of Tammy Faye, I'm like, you win. For the first time I saw it. So that's my pick.
So I saw Spencer the other day, and I really disliked that film, but I thought she was amazing in it. I thought the whole movie was just a headache. It was a giant headache from the violins playing and everything. But I thought she was exceptional in it, but I don't think she's going to win. I think it's down to Jessica and Nicole, actually, is a good strong candidate for winning this. And when it comes down to it, I'm going to go with Hollywood royalty and go with Nicole Kidman as a dark horse.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
Because she's playing Lucy.
I can kind of
come
see
for that.
That
barbecue, Kevin.
I can see that being a really big surprise. But I just think what Chastain does in the eyes of Tammy Faye at this point, I think so many people feel like it's kind of her time to finally win one that's where they're going to go.
I like the risk though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got to risk it for the win to invite Scuttle.
Kevin's got a pair of eights and going on.
That's right. They're going strong. Exactly. No, I think she has some really great scenes and she's very powerful as Lucy. She shows Lucy's presence on set. And I think everything she had going for her on the show, as well as her comedic timing. And I think when it comes down to it, it's who the actress is playing, because Tammy Faye is such a controversial figure. So anyway, that's just, I think too much about some of these things. But no. What do you think, Daniel?
Not a lot of analysis for me this year, so I'm just gonna go with Matt Rainey's Black Bottom again with Jessica Chastain and the eyes of Tammy Faye.
I thought you were gonna say Dune.
Oh yeah, or Mank even. Yeah, let's just gonna go with eyes of Tammy Faye on that one.
All right, actor in the leading role, and the nominees are Javier Bardem for being the Ricardos, Benedict Cumberbatch for The Power of the Dog, Andrew Garfield for Tick Tick Boom, Will Smith for King Richard, and Denzel Washington for The Tragedy of Macbeth.
Actors must absolutely love Aaron Sorkin, because that's the only reason I can see that Javier Bardem is in that category at all, because his performance is not good in that movie. I wish Denzel had more of a chance, because he's tremendous in Tragedy of Macbeth. Yeah. I can see this kind of being, I can see Cumberbatch winning, I can see Garfield winning, but honestly, I feel like the momentum's starting to be with Will Smith for King Richard. I think people are going to think it's time.
Yeah, I mean, Will Smith will win. It's a performance I did not like. I did not like the movie King Richard, if I'm being honest. I would be ecstatic if Denzel Washington won. Tragedy of Macbeth was my favorite movie of last year. But I'm actually going with Benedict Cumberbatch for this. I think he was fantastic, and I think the film Power of the Dog was fantastic. So I'm going Benedict.
I like the expression.
Please.
I am vengeance.
Write it down.
So let's do it in the chat.
Oh, you can't hear me?
No, that was the first thing I've heard in a while.
Yeah. Oh my God. sorry, I King Richard. Will Smith. You guys have not moved. Oh, Daniel's just started moving again on my screen. King Richard.
Yeah, you're the one that's frozen on everybody else's. But
oh, you guys are all frozen. Now you're all back. So I'm sitting here just watching myself.
We were laughing because your one expression was like,
"Yeah, it was pretty funny." Yeah,
see the jokes in the edit.
There's no edit. It's Oscar special. No edits.
Oh, no.
I definitely think the momentum's there for Will Smith, but I don't think he deserves it. I think Power of the Dog hangs on Benedict Cumberbatch. It's such a strong role and performance. I think he's my choice.
Okay. I went with The Fresh Prince of Tennis for this one for Will Smith. For King Richard. Yeah.
I will say I'm really disappointed. I agree with you, Kevin, about Will Smith. He was arguably my least favorite performance in the movie. I will say I'm still kind of bitter that Nicolas Cage isn't in here for Pig and Peter Dinklage isn't in here for Serrano. Oh, my God. Both of those were they were my favorite performances of last year.
Yep. All right, directing. Down to the second last one. Nominees are Belfast, Kenneth Branagh, Drive My Car, Ryosuke Hamaguchi, Licorice Pizza, Paul Thomas Anderson, The Power of the Dog, Jane Campion, and West Side Story, Steven Spielberg.
It's going to be Jane Campion, Power of the Dog. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like she just really, it's sort of like Chloe Zhao last year with Nomadland. She just is not losing. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be a stunning upset if somebody else won this. So, yeah, it's going to be Jane Campion.
Yeah, I could possibly see an upset by Spielberg, but I am going with Campion for Power of the Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Dexter the Pug says, pick the dog.
Mitchell versus the Machines nominated?
It is. That's what Dexter told me.
Mitchell versus the dog.
So I assume that meant Power of the Dog.
Correct.
All right. That's my choice as well. I think it's her year to win.
So. Yeah. Since I went with the Campion for screenplay, I will also go with her for director.
Cool. All right. We're down to the last one, the big one. Best Picture, full of a bunch of movies that hardly got any nominations, but let's run through them. Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, Power of the Dog, and West Side Story.
Now, before we pick Scuttle Goes, what happened? Beyond Kevin? That was such a good movie last year.
Which one?
It looks good on paper. That Eliza Schlesinger directed Netflix movie that I have quite fond memories of from.
You're your favorite one.
Should not be here. His best picture.
Where they tied that guy up and beat on him.
I think they should have a new category. Biggest load of crap I had to watch.
The anti-Oscars.
That's the fan picks, right? That's the fan favorite picks.
My own show called Biggest Load of Crap my co-host made me watch.
Oh, God, that's right. I forgot that's going on. Yeah. It's been a few days since I've done my gratuitous malignant vote. oh, God. That's just going to be such a disaster. It's funny because of the fact that I think this is the first year where there might be general suspense as far as the win. Then again, maybe I'm wrong and it's just Power of the Dog wins out, but I can see Coda winning. I can't necessarily see Dune. It's got a lot of support throughout the different categories, but I just don't necessarily see it getting that. Coda, I can see being the, sort of crowd pleaser pick. I can kind of see that with West Side Story as well. I mean, I can even see just a huge FU to everybody else going in. They give Don't Look Up Best Picture. I would blast my ass off if that happened. I don't think it'll happen, but, I think, it's hard to go against Power of the Dog. I just think that it's probably it really depends on what the Producers Guild does, but yeah, I think Power of the Dog's gonna win.
I was gonna say I'd be happy if Power of the Dog won, but I am actually voting for West Side Story this time. I think that there has been a lot of resurfacing of love for this movie. I've seen Guillermo del Toro on Twitter did an entire Twitter thread about West Side Story. And it's an amazing movie. Power of the Dog is also an absolutely amazing film. But I'm going West Side Story this time.
to my pick quickly. Power the Dog.
Yeah, there's a lot of dead weight in this list. This is the problem with 10 movies.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the podcast. Sorry.
We already tripped some there. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
Think Frozen.
Belfast, it's an honor to be nominated. Don't Look Up. I don't know why. Drive My Car, because it's the best foreign film, but it's not going to win this one. Dune, if Dune wins, it's going to be part two. If it's as good as part one,
yeah,
it'll be Lord of the Rings.
More action.
It'll be like the Lord of the Rings, right? You give it to the last one for the achievement. King Richard, I don't think it's a great movie. It's okay, but and Licorice Pizza, I still haven't seen. I have heard good things about it, but I think, again, it's an honor to be nominated. Nightmare Alley, I hear great things. It's a great movie, but it's not going to win. West Side Story won this once, and I think this is too similar to the original. It's definitely well done, but I think there's a been there, done that quality to it. I think you can honor it for the craft, but not for the uniqueness of it. So I think, again, Power of the Dog is such a unique story, and there's such a unique vision to this film. So I'm going to go with Power of the Dog.
I can't get behind. I like Power of the Dog, but I can't get behind it for Best Picture. So I love stats. I love a statistical underdog or dark horse. And
Moneyball wasn't this year.
No, that's true. I'm just going to pick Coda just because that's the one I'm going to be rooting for.
I just don't think enough people have seen it.
I think so. I don't know. I mean, it won the SAG. It won the Best Ensemble. So yeah. I think that's its route to winning. So yeah. That's why I'm going to go with that one. Because you know what? I don't need to win. I want to take some risks.
All right.
I always have to give. Scuttle, do you want to promote your podcast one more time?
You can find me at www.sonicsma.com, Sonic Cinema Podcasts at YouTube, Apple, Google, Spotify, and you can also find me at patreon.com/SonicSema.
But what you won't find there is the interview with Henninger Langkamp that Scuttle forgot to record. So, if they make it...
We're not buying anything this week?
It's a special episode. Do you want... Fine. No, I mean, discussing that. Just... You want to tell people what you bought? It's the Oscar special.
Sure. Because, I mean, I brought it up...
What Oscar-nominated film did you buy?
Yes.
Oh, no. I bought, like a thing, like a Super Mario thing at Walmart. So I got, like, a bag.
Is that like why a you box. Missed some movies? Who let you out of the house?
I got like a pint glass for Super Mario.
You don't drink.
It's still a glass.
Doesn't drink water. You can put
not
water.
Not pint glasses. Not.
Got two coasters.
Are those condoms?
Coasters.
What?
Got the stickers.
It's show and tell in grade kindergarten.
Yeah. It is. I got a sliding pin.
Look at this. Why don't you bring your mom on and show me her?
Oh, look at that.
Shut the fuck up. It's cool.
Coming out of the
and then I got a blanket. Shit.
What is that? A what?
It's a blanket. A throw blanket.
What are you, a two? You're lightest?
What?
Candy Brown, come and hang out with me. What are you going to get?
Oh, and
other people to be...
And I got a toque.
It's called a hat.
Nice. There you go.
Well, we're in Canada, motherfucker. It's a toque.
Yeah. Can we get out of here now? Can I finally sure. say the line?
I also,
so thank you.
I bought the Oscar-nominated film Spider-Man.
Anybody else?
I bought the non-Oscar-nominated ICU starring Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's
definitely not...
I also bought Last Night in Soho.
That's not, you know what? There is a snub there.
Yeah.
That's a snub for sure.
Scott, do you have anything you want to talk about before we get?
I'm upset that the Coen brothers re-edited Millward's Crossing for the Criterion without really telling anybody. But really? Yeah, there are a couple of edits that they made for the Criterion.
Dog, did you buy it?
I haven't watched it yet, so I
not well throw I did that not in the notice. Garbage. That's a piece of junk. Can I give it the line now? We done? Anything else? Right,
anybody else want to talk about anything?
Because every week you guys do this to me. If they make it!
Simon freezes.
Pretty much. Hey. Night all!